The first Thanksgiving Day in America took place in Plymouth Colony in Massachusetts in the year 1621. After many months of hard work in the fields, a small group of hardy pilgrims succeeded in reaping their first harvest. Now they could face the cold winter months knowing that there would be plenty of food for all. Their gratitude at having survived a year of hardship in their new home was so great that the settlers decided to set aside a special time for offering thanks to God for all their blessings. As one of the men wrote to a friend he had left in England, the small group wanted to rejoice together after we had gathered the fruits of our labor. The first American Thanksgiving feast, almost 400 years ago, was a lavish feast. The long tables were laden with roast ducks, geese, smoked eel, shellfish, pies, peas, salad greens, and bread. The guests at the dinner were the Indian chief, Massasoit, and 90 braves. Several times during the year there had been conflicts with the Indians, but peace had come at last. The guests brought welcome gifts of game to the feast. There were games and singing, and the celebration lasted for 3 days. Governor William Bradford of Massachusetts made the first Thanksgiving proclamation 3 years after the Pilgrims settled at Plymouth. Inasmuch as the Great Father has given us this year an abundant harvest of Indian corn, wheat, peas, beans, squashes, and garden vegetables, and has made the forest to abound with game and the sea with fish and clams, and inasmuch as he has protected us, has spared us from pestilence and disease, has granted us freedom to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience, now I, your magistrate, do proclaim that all you pilgrims, with your wives and your little ones, do gather at your meeting house on the hill between the hours of 9 and 12 in the daytime on Thursday, November 29th, of the year of our Lord 1623, and the 3rd year since you pilgrims landed on Pilgrim Rock, there to listen to your pastor and render thanksgiving to Almighty God for all his blessings. The custom of giving thanks for the harvest spread as the country grew. In 1789, President George Washington proclaimed November 26th a day of thanksgiving. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed one Thanksgiving Day for all, the last Thursday in November. Today, Thanksgiving Day is celebrated in America on the fourth Thursday in November. Let us not forget to thank our God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy, and let us make every day a Thanksgiving Day as we show our thanksgiving in our thankful living. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Psalm 107, verse 1.